I was your typical all-American mom. I was the mom who cleaned the house and took care of my kids and went on field trips. I had an amazing career. I looked perfect from the outside looking in.
But Jamie's life was far from perfect. Things took a fateful turn for her in 2013 after a death in the family. Jamie's two stepchildren had just lost their mother to breast cancer, and the Smiths had just moved to St. Joseph.
I had met a group of mothers in the community, and they knew I was very stressed out. My anxiety was through the roof. I was going 100 miles an hour. I was still working full-time, juggling the schedule of the kids, and still dealing with the death in the family. And they introduced me to antidepressants, Zoloft, and hydrocodone at night to help me sleep.
Hydrocodone is an opioid prescription painkiller synthesized from codeine. Jamie says soon after that introduction to opioids, she began swapping prescription painkillers and doctor shopping.
That means that we were going to different doctors claiming to have different things wrong with us to get prescriptions. One of us would get antidepressants, one of us might get Percocet, one of us might get Oxycontin. And that's what we were doing, and then we were popping and swapping each other's prescription painkillers.
According to the CDC, in 2014, nearly 2 million people were abusing prescription opioid pain relievers. And Jamie says, looking back on that time, it didn't take her long to become addicted.
I felt normal when I was taking these painkillers. It made me feel like I had energy. It made me feel like I didn't have any stress. I was able to numb my feelings. I numbed myself so I could deal with everything else that was going on in my life.
Ariana Boggs is an addiction counselor with the Prairie Center in Urbana. Boggs says Jamie's experience isn't unusual.
Something that goes from a really positive experience that pairing, it's not just about the substance, but about hanging out with friends and having a good time. But then that using of the substance gets paired with the positive emotion, and that's what sticks. And so it goes from hanging out with friends in that way and escalates to regular use, and eventually to risky use, dependence, and addiction.
And for Jamie Smith, after another death in the family, her addiction worsened when she was introduced to another form of opioid.
In 2015, right after my grandfather passed away, I was introduced to heroin in my small community of St. Joe. And another house mom introduced me to it and told me to snort it and that I wouldn't need painkillers anymore because the heroin would replace that. And the heroin was much cheaper and much easier for us to get our hands on.
Laura Huth, Director of Marketing and Communication at the Prairie Center, says many people aren't aware that prescription painkillers and heroin are both in the opioid category of drugs.
The pain pill to heroin epidemic, the idea that people are having basic surgeries, getting pain pills, and that's turning into addictions, is not something that people are really wanting to think about. And I think that there's a lack of education there as well.
And Jamie says that several months after she started using heroin, that's when her family figured out that something was wrong.
I up and quit my job. I was gone for long periods of time. I was in rage all the time. If I didn't have it in my system, I was mean. I had no patience. And I became a very closed person. I was very shut down.
Shortly thereafter, Jamie says her friends saw that she was spiraling out of control, so they cut her off from any more of their supply.
So then I met a drug dealer up in the Chicago area. And I left my husband, and I left my kids, and I ran off to Chicago and lived a dangerous life and saw and witnessed things that I only thought happened in the movies.
Jamie says she stayed in Chicago for about 6 months and was beaten by her drug dealer on at least one occasion, suffering a broken cheekbone and broken ribs, before her family finally convinced her to return home, which is when her low point finally came.
And I sent my kids and my husband off to school one morning, and I tried to take my own life, and I overdosed.
Ended up in the emergency room?
I did.
How long were you in the hospital then?
I was given Narcan. And then I signed myself out after I was monitored, and then I immediately went into inpatient rehab.
How were you able to come to that decision? Was it just that experience of the overdose that scared you enough, or what was it?
It was my husband. It was my husband convincing me I needed help.
Emergency room visits for opioid overdoses are becoming more common in Champaign County, increasing 51% between 2010 and 2015, according to the Illinois Department of Public Health. Prairie Center addiction counselor Aaron Klein says Jamie's story shows how dangerous opioids can be.
Some people can use and they can stop using, put very simply. And then some people can use and they can't as easily stop using. And then we see that progression through those stages of that cycle. And when we look at addiction, when it gets to the point of so the dependent stage and then the addiction stage, we really see the disease for what it is.
And what it was for Jamie Smith was a terrifying new normal.
I saw no life outside of my addiction. I didn't know how I was going to function. And even the overdose didn't scare me enough to really make me want to quit because I didn't know how to live and feel and be a normal person anymore.